This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 5th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I'm here to tell you 2020 has flew by, as crazy and as insane as it has been, and it's funny, you know, we really talked a lot about this in the end of last year, what to expect rolling into the election year. And we all, it seemed, you know, all the frequent callers, everybody's gut seemed to tell them that, you know, it was going to be a heck of a roller coaster. But I don't think anybody could have predicted the mayhem, the riots, the looting, the arson, the straight up murder, the Trump supporters straight up just shot and murdered this past week. I mean, this past week's had it all. Of course, we've got the plandemic. Now they're talking about the twindemic. I heard that bandied around for when we have the COVID-19 or the COVID-20, what have you, this fall with the regular flu, which I don't know about where you guys live, but around here, everybody's literally just quit wearing masks. It's so insane to watch the ridiculous news in the evening when they're, you know, trying to open the school, but lo and behold, two tested positive. Now they're quarantining entire classrooms or just shutting it back down. I mean, it is just a testimony in complete absurdity what we're witnessing. And then, of course, this week we see, you know, obviously, Pelosi is not afraid to go out without a mask. And it just shows what we already know, the RBN audience completely knows, that these elitists in power, like Pelosi, you know, there's one set of rules for the peasantry, and then another, there is no rules for her and the rest of the elitist scum and trash that have run this country straight into the ground, you know, and not happy yet. It's not bad enough yet. Well, I've got all kinds of bad news for you today, and we're going to be getting into it. Just a couple of things that I wanted to mention. Jeremy was on Duke, I believe it was Thursday, and really done a good job. Interesting commentary. You may want to go back and check that out. Also, this past week, I mean, the ramming down your throat, you know, just picture yourself with your head tilted straight up, your mouth open, and a giant funnel jammed in your down your throat. That's what we've got with the constant browbeating by the media now. Everything you turn on, everywhere you look, it's really unbelievable. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter on the basketball court, on the baseball field. It's like all the sports are playing at once. I guess, you know, it's so crazy. I don't keep up with none of it, so I don't know. I have no clue why basketball is being played now. it matters not to me, but this whole total embracing of a cultural Marxist communist agenda by Black Lives Matter, I hope bankrupts and wrecks it all. I mean, no, I don't care if none of it survives, okay? Also, the lie of the day, I mean, the just constant, most ridiculous claims that they come out with sometimes to try to foster on Trump going into this election. Not that I'm the biggest Trump supporter, but, you know, I know when I'm being lied to and manipulated. And until we can rid ourselves of this completely ridiculous media that we're under, and that includes Twitter and Facebook and all the rest, we're going to continue down this sad road in America. Now, to get us started, Twitter locks account of Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney, John Pierce. I'm going to have to do a little Rittenhouse Updates. It's really surreal. I mean, the contrast that we see with the way the media demonizes everything about Rittenhouse. Twitter has locked the account of another member of the legal team of Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who is facing murder charges after killing two members of a mob of rioters that attacked him in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Well, at least this is a Breitbart story. At least they was able to write that headline without bias. Pierce, who is Rittenhouse's attorney, is expected to defend the reputation of his client, said on Twitter that Kyle Rittenhouse will go down in history alongside that brave unknown patriot at Lexington, at Lexington Green, who fired the shot heard around the world on April 19th, 1775. Huh. I really didn't remember that that shot was on April 19th. So, Twitter promptly locked his account, requiring that he delete the tweet before being allowed back on the platform. Wow, so much for free speech in America. You know, it's really just a laughable joke. And, of course, the Republicrats and the Democrats don't do anything but pay it a bunch of useless lip service if they're ever going to do anything about it. I mean, you know, three or four weeks ago when I was telling y'all, watch some of those hearings where the Republicans will practically be frothing at the mouth. They're so enraged by Facebook and Twitter, and then they don't do a damn thing about nothing. Okay? That's what they're good for. And you should, when your local Republicans have meetings, you should go and tell them. This came just a day after Twitter did the same to Lynn Wood, another member of Rittenhouse's legal team. Wood, who previously won a multi-million-dollar payout for client Richard Jewell and Nick Sackman, threatened to take Jack Dorsey down following the act of censorship. So I just wanted to get that in quickly. There should be no surprise there. And here comes something else that should be of no surprise. Facebook is officially designating the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse. This is a Breitbart story. The 17-year-old who allegedly killed two people and wounded another in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after being mobbed and attacked by rioters. A mass murderer. So Facebook just gets to willy-nilly decree, you know, will decree who is a mass murderer. It's not been to court. You know, no mercy, no innocent till found guilty for Kyle Rittenhouse. No protest about his first-degree murder charge and arrest. I mean, we should be protesting in the streets. No play-by-play on the news of any of this information, only demonization. Conservative author and YouTube personality Mark Dice reported that his Facebook page had received a threat of suspension after he posted a video of Rittenhouse offering to give medical assistance to wounded protesters in Kenosha shortly before the shooting. Facebook just removed a video I posted showing Kyle Rittenhouse offering help to wounded protesters in Kenosha, says Dice, who also posted the video on Twitter. Facebook, he said, is now threatening to delete my entire account. In a comment to Breitbart News, a Facebook spokesperson confirmed that the company is removing posts in support of Rittenhouse because the incident is considered a mass murder by the company. Remember just 2 weeks ago when I was sitting here, so much happens, but we was talking about the Cannon Hinton story? And do you remember that I told you about a Facebook page that was dedicated to praising the shooter and claiming that the shooter that killed the five-year-old, his five-year-old neighbor, point-blank, assassinated him? Remember that? They had a Facebook page? Remember that? But you, if you've got a Facebook page, you can't post anything positive. I guess you could demonize him all you want to, kind of like Facebook does with Alex Jones. But welcome to America. You know, everybody shut up about singing the land of the free and the home of the brave and all that. Well, where's that at? I mean, our own elected officials don't do anything about mass censorship. And I know everybody can say, well, you just don't have to use Facebook and this and that. This is the public square these days. This is where if you want to win in the arena of ideas to make a change in a country, you would hope that you would have a level playing field where you would at least be able to discuss your ideas and your reasoning behind the way things should be done, or a honest discussion of Kyle Rittenhouse and what transpired there. But no, they've got to censor. They got to block. They've got to remove. They've got to delete because they can't have an open debate. And all of these entities, Facebook, Twitter, Google, I could go on and on. When the revolution comes, these need to be eliminated. These are the places that where riots should take place and remove them because that's how heinous they are. To any kind of a open society that goes around pretending to have a First Amendment right, well, you don't have one. You don't have any rights. You're in a censored society. If you're the attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse and Twitter deletes your ability to, in the open public forum, discuss the case as you wish. You know, I mean, we've designated the shooting in Kenosha a mass murder and removing post in support of the shooter, including this one, said the spokesman. So I just wanted to let you know that's the integrity of Facebook. And, of course, all of that goes back to the ownership of Facebook. And isn't it remarkable where we find ourselves at with all of these platforms, these major platforms, being owned by one distinct group. Now, this is just a little bit of an update to the Rittenhouse case. Let's play audio number 4, Ken. This is about a minute and 30 seconds. This updates a little bit of Kyle Rittenhouse. Here we go.
Attorney John Pierce says that teenager finished his workday as a lifeguard before a local business owner called him and a friend asking for help in protecting his business.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney says this video shows his 17-year-old client was working to help people in Kenosha the night he allegedly killed two people.
Kyle and his friends decided that nobody was doing anything to protect that community.
Appearing on Tucker Carlson this evening, lawyer John Pierce insists Rittenhouse was defending himself when he fired his assault rifle several times. Pierce says the teenager did not bring the weapon from Illinois.
That firearm never crossed state lines. That is a legal firearm in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is an open carry state. That charge is incorrect as a matter of state law.
It's unclear who owns the weapon the teenager was using.
He was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed.
Asked if he will condemn Rittenhouse's actions today, the president responded.
You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation.
Late last week, Rittenhouse's extradition hearing was pushed back a month. A hearing is now scheduled for September 25th.
Hey, if you like that video...
Okay, that gives you just a little bit of an update. Now, the AP ran a story this past week. A Republican student group at Arizona State University is receiving backlash for donating money to the 17-year-old gunman. College Republicans United announced this week that half of any funds they raise during the semester will go toward paying for the legal defense of Kyle Rittenhouse. He does not deserve to have his life destroyed because of the actions of violent anarchists. During a lawless riot, the group said... In a statement Saturday night, the ASU College Republicans denounced College Republicans United. They denounced College Republicans United, radical far-right extremist group. How dare you want to support someone who defended himself in a lawless riot? ASU College Republicans called for now an investigation into... the group. Rittenhouse told police he was trying to protect the business. ASU officials said in a statement the school cannot prohibit a group from fundraising, but the school does not endorse the fundraiser. So, I mean, you can see the direction everything's going in this country. And to wrap it up a little bit here on Rittenhouse, Discover, this is an RT.com story, Discover, one of the largest U.S. credit card issuers, has blocked donations to GiveSendGo, a crowdfunding site where supporters of shooter Kyle Rittenhouse had raised nearly $400,000. Now, this is, most of you probably know, GoFundMe had already done this. So now a group had moved to GiveSendGo. And they won't allow it. The financial Discover won't allow it. The financial services company said it terminated payments to GiveSendGo for violating its operating regulations. Forbes reported Thursday Discover declined to say what regulations the Christian fundraising site violated, saying it makes no judgment about customers' use of their funds and that as a payment processor, it terminates acceptance only in cases where merchants violate its regulations. Rittenhouse Legal Defense Fund had raised more than $398,000 on GiveSendGo, almost doubling its goal. Supporters will continue to be able to make donations using other forms of payment, assuming other credit card issues don't follow suit. So Discover is saying you can't give money to GiveSendGo if it's for Kyle Rittenhouse. Now think about that for a moment. What business is that of theirs, how you spend money just because you're using their platform? That means if they can legally do that, which I'm not saying that they can, but I'm saying they are doing it apparently, then what would be the difference in them saying, you know, if they take us into a cashless society, you can see exactly where this is going. They're going to say, oh, you can't use your digital currency to buy guns or bullets or maybe, you know, food. They can dictate anything they want to, and that's where they want us to go. And guess what? That's where we're going. The majority of society out here is already ready for a digital currency. They're ready for a cashless society. I've said this time and time again on this broadcast. They're going to claim that it's going to solve so many different problems. Theft, drug deals, being robbed, theft of your ID. They're going to make it palatable in so many different ways. And, you know, I said months ago, back in, I believe it was January, when Rick Wiles brought up the fact that claiming the currency is infected, is dirty, maybe, you know, a second wave, something worse, who knows, using that as a justification, which I think is perfectly logical. I mean, look how they're bringing about this, you know, the mail-in ballots. And even this week, mainstream media, which I found really interesting, and probably a lot of you heard mainstream media discussing that apparently some operative from the Democrat Party had come out and said that what's going to happen is Trump is going to look like he won in a landslide on November 3rd, and then in the weeks after, they're going to continue counting all the mail-in ballots, and it's going to end up that Biden won. So this conspiracy theory, if you will, was discussed by Rush Limbaugh. Even heard Sean Hannity discussing this possible theory. So, I mean, it's almost like they are propagandizing everyone to completely get ready for, you know, a controversial election where we don't know who the winner is. And, of course, there's going to be rampant voter fraud and, you know, people, all kinds of, with mail-in ballots. I mean, it's amazing. They still harp on the 11 Russians. They was harping this week that the Russians was going to try to meddle in the election. Never, nary ever any discussion of the 33 million illegal aliens and what they do to the electoral process year after year in all these various elections and, you know, the insanity, which we're going to get to a good bit of the insanity in California coming up. But how about the fact Discover say, no, you can't, now I'm sure Discover would have no problems if you wanted to donate to Black Lives Matter. They probably would have absolutely no problem if you wanted to donate directly to some of these Antifa groups. Well, that would just be peachy keen, you know. But no, we will choose and dictate that you can't use our currency platform if you want to support Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, really, this Rittenhouse, for one, it's giving people that haven't seen it before, if there's those people out there, a real window of insight into how just completely corrupt the entire system is in this country. How filthy and corrupt the entire system is. Coming up on the break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Media Fair in the studio, and yeah, Ken, I've got that story. I'm going to do that this half hour. Thank you for that. I was listening to some talk radio this past week, and I heard one of the broadcasts, and I haven't seen this anywhere, but I have no reason to doubt it. I believe it's true. But I heard one of the broadcasts discussing that Antifa had put out a bounty on Kyle Rittenhouse while he's in jail, wanting someone to kill him. Now, I don't have any proof of this, but again, the source I have no reason to doubt, and it sounds true. And that this had been put out on social media. Wow, isn't that interesting now? Now, if any, say, white nationalist group done such a thing, while the FBI would raid your everybody's house, and you would get these lengthy prison sentences, all kinds of hate crime charges, and oh my God, it would just be, you know, you'd be banned from the internet for life. Everybody is seeing the complete disparity in the way anything like justice is meted out in this country. It's really bad, and it's good in a sense. I hate it for people like Kyle Rittenhouse, who's even at best, you know, he's going to have a tough probably couple of years to. And at worst, he may, you know, end up dying in prison over this. this. I mean, who knows? You know, the Trump administration allowed Jeff Sessions, then when he was Attorney General, to push the hate crime charges against James Fields. But so in this allowing lawlessness, in this where anything goes on for the left, where Antifa can burn, riot, loot, shoot, murder, Black Lives Matter can do the same thing, and they're actually rewarded by the corporations, they're actually rewarded by a major league sports, they're actually condoned and justified and glorified by the mainstream media. And we had the discussion about a week or two ago about why wouldn't Antifa be considered a domestic terrorist group? Makes sense in everybody's mind. I mean, that's what they are. Well, guess what? We got to the bottom of the story. We got to the reason why, and Rick Wiles broke the truth. Video or audio one, please, Kim.
If the police won't defend us, then we have to defend ourselves. That's what it comes down to.
Yes, that's it. What's going to happen? But I get the feeling that that people on the left are waiting for us to take that bait. I just don't understand why the current administration doesn't step up and call a spade a spade and say Antifa is a... I mean, from the beginning, it was a terrorist organization, from when it was first founded.
You mean founded by Jews in the 1930s?
That's exactly right, Rick. Yes. That was its purpose.
Antifa is a Jewish organization founded in the 30s by Jews, and it's always been a violent organization. It's still funded by Jews today. That's why they don't declare it a terrorist organization. Now you have the answer to your question. Because you'd have to go after the money.
Yes.
And when you go after the money, you're going to end up arresting a bunch of rich Jews.
Well, there you have it. From the lips of Rick Wiles, TrueNews.com, that explains, because, you know, we all know, I mean, everybody in this audience knew this. It's not like this is earth-shattering, groundbreaking. But this is, what does that say about the character of our elected officials? What does that say about the character of the federal government of the United States? It speaks volumes to the amount of corruption that, I mean, we've heard the tapes back from Nixon and Billy Graham. All of this has been known. It's no secret. We've been told, Dr. William Luther Pierce told us for decades what was going on. I mean, not that everybody paid attention to that or everybody even knew about that, but once the advent of the internet, it becomes so much easier to do your own investigation and educate yourself. But that is why, you know, they're saying right now, Rand Paul, after what he had happened to him, they're leading a charge for an investigation. But let me tell you something, it'll be just like doing anything about the censorship of the big tech companies, who are actually just getting more emboldened because there's never any pushback. I mean, look at how Nancy Pelosi treated her being busted like she was. She didn't go on defense. She stayed on offense and said she was set up and that they owed her an apology. I mean, that's how these people do this. They're never wrong. They talk a whole bunch, and they never do anything. And that right there, what Rick Wiles just said, is the reason that you'll never see Antifa label. And even if they did label them, it would be somehow symbolic. They're not going to send the FBI in and start rounding up and busting up Antifa and railroading them into lengthy prison sentences like they've done Ram and Proud Boys and a variety of these different groups that they charged with conspiracy to riot from leaving California to go to what would have been a peaceful protest if everybody would have just stayed away and allowed it. But they couldn't do that. And even that, even Charlottesville, you know, they should have started investigating and seeing what was happening when all these busloads of rioters showed up at Charlottesville. But everybody was okay with that. They were the good guys. Up is down, black is white, in this clown world in which we live. Coming up on a break, when we come back, guess what? You guessed it, Black Lives Matter defaced Graceland.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Media Fan in the studio, and I didn't see this in mainstream media. I had a friend of mine tell me that Fox News did cover this story. Elvis Presley's Graceland home was defaced with graffiti, including slogans such as Black Lives Matter, Defund the Police, and Abolish ICE. The vandalism has sparked a heated debate online. Now, you know, if some famous black musician's home was defaced with a bunch of swastikas and, anti-black, pro-white graffiti, you reckon that would make the news? You suppose everybody would know about that one? The walls outside the King's former Tennessee mansion turned museum, where he lived for 20 years before his death, were covered in thick black and orange letters in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Now, just hearing about this is one thing. Seeing it is something else. They've really done this thing up. It looked like, you know, the statues, everything was painted over. Normally covered with thousands of tributes to the king left by fans over the years as they line up to enter the site, located on Elvis Presley Boulevard, the politically charged defacement included messages like defund MPD and F Trump. This is one of the saddest days of my life. I mean, beside the day that Elvis passed away, This here is right up next to it, said Bill Stanley's Elvis's stepbrother. So I just wanted to get that in. Yeah, Black Lives Matter being the peaceful protesters, you know, the tolerant peaceful protesters, just show up and deface and destroy, and you know, very little pushback from. I mean, I'm surprised that we've not seen more of this Kyle Rittenhouse type. I mean, if someone would have stepped out and just shot and killed a bunch of people that was out there spraying graffiti, if I was on the jury, you'd never be convicted. I can tell you that. I mean, we're going to see, I bet you, I'm just guessing, but I bet you leading up to November 3rd, between here and November 3rd, there'll be no telling how many people killed in various riots. In fact, the latest one, the Rochester, New York, that happened in March. That happened in March. I was totally unaware of it even happening, as we all would be if mainstream media wasn't making it a big deal, you know, bringing it back up there. To me, in my humble opinion, they were scouring across the country for these type of situations that they can then portray in the media and then create the hysteria that we're seeing, because it's so easy for them to do. So now Rochester, New York is having, I don't really know to the extent of their protest and riots that they're having there. Parties over, Trump orders purge of critical race theory from federal agencies. This is the one that Ken had sent me. At the direction of President Trump, the White House Office of Management and Budget will move to identify and eliminate any trace of critical race theory in the federal government. Critical race theory is the leftist racist doctrine that forms the intellectual underpinnings of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and other radical organizations currently engaged in unrest in America's streets. I'm reading from the Breitbart story. It alleges, among other things, that the United States is a white supremacist country and that all white people are guilty of racism, whether they intend it or not. President Trump has brought the issue of far-left indoctrination to the forefront of the national conversation in recent months. It was a major theme of the president's Independence Day speech at Mount Rushmore, in which he condemned far-left theories that defames our heroes, erases our values, and indoctrinates our children. Russ Vought, director of the Office of Management and Budget, announced on Twitter that the Trump administration will bring any dabbling and such theories by the federal government to a swift end. So I thought that was rather interesting right there. I mean, that won't get any mainstream media coverage either, unless they're just trying to paint him as some sort of a white supremacist. But, you know, you can't have it both ways. One side, you know, the left talks about how we've got to all come together. You probably heard Hyde and Biden this week talking about that, how he's got to unite. He's been there 47 years. I think Pelosi was there when Kennedy was there. Heck, she might have been there when Truman was there. I don't know. I mean, does my skin crawl to see this? Ken said he heard there might have been a relationship between, I assume you're saying JFK, not Truman, right? There may have been a sexual relation between JFK and Pelosi. Well, I don't know what she looked like at 20, but at 80, I'm telling you, my skin just crawls to hear her voice. I hope that she is no longer Speaker of the House, no matter what happens, so we just don't have to see her face and hear her voice. But speaking of the tolerant left, I've got a little bit of a montage, and some of this will take you back through the memory hole of some of the things that's been said during this, well, since 2016. I'm not sure how far this goes back, but let's play audio two. This is a media hate montage. Hear the hate of the tolerant left. Here we go.
Karen, you're annoyed, you're a big joke, screaming in the store, trying to be a good sheep all day. You got cloth on your face, want a mandate, spreading your fear all over the place. I'm saying we will mock you. Me with a trust fund, dumb dumb, crying in the street, gonna defund police someday. You got cloth on your face, it won't stop Mace. Watching you fail brings a smile to my face. We will mock you. Meme it. We will mock you. Biden, you're an old man, con man, pleading with the herd, sniffing hair and groping kids all day. You got cloth on your face, sheltered in place. Now you want Kamala because of her race. We will mock you. A sheeple. We will mock you. Everybody,
That was a play on Queen's "We Will Rock You." You can look that up on YouTube. It's all about not wearing the mask and being mocked because you're wearing the mask. And I thought we could play something to add a little humor to the broadcast. We've got a montage of the media hate, and we're going to. We're going to get that. Ken's putting up some memes of "Blow Me, Nancy Pelosi," which has been, Rush Limbaugh, I think, spent like an hour this week just completely mocking Nancy Pelosi. But I thought the Queen retake on "We Will Rock You" was pretty good. I mean, I don't know. In this neck of the woods, people have just pretty much abandoned and are mocking what the government, I mean, we still, I think in North Carolina, we're in something called 2.5, and bars and certain places are still forced to be closed. A lot of businesses closing for good because of the economic destruction. Now it's like they're trying to save everybody from ever getting the virus. Remember, we were stopping the curve so the hospitals wouldn't be overrun, and now it's just never, it's never ending what they come up with because of the coronavirus. And then this past week, townhall.com ran a story. According to the New York Times, potentially 90% of those who have tested positive for COVID-19 have such insignificant amounts of the virus present in their bodies that such individuals do not need to isolate, nor are they candidates for contact tracing. Leading public health experts are now concerned that over-testing is responsible for misdiagnosing a huge number of people with harmless amounts of the virus in their system. You know, if you really watch this closely, like I know a lot of you guys do, and that's why you listen to RBN, and like I have done, if you really watch the information coming out closely over time, you know, since February or March or what have you, you would think like the Three Stooges is writing the commentary to this. I mean, it's always changing. That paragraph I just read you from the New York Times, potentially 90% of those who have tested positive have such insignificant amounts of the virus in their bodies that such individuals do not need to isolate, nor are they candidates for contact tracing. So, you know, all kind of people are getting tested positive, and it really has no ramifications about anything. I mean, the whole story that they have peddled about this, you never can get a firm foothold on anything because it's always changing. Yes, that's what the New York Times is confessing on 8/29. Some of the nation's leading public health experts are raising a new concern in the endless debate over coronavirus testing in the United States. The standard tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus. Most of these people are not likely to even be contagious. In three sets of testing data compiled by officials in Massachusetts, New York, and Nevada, up to 90% of the people testing positive barely carried any virus at all. The Times found. So because of this, you know, you're supposed to have a constitution in place so that the government is supposed to protect your rights. But in this case, they act like they're supposed to protect your health and over what we now know. Now, I know some people's had this, and I believe it's a real virus going around. But if you do the numbers, the mortality rate is like 0.5. It's like one out of 200 would die. Normally, that's, you know, the elderly or people that's got underlying conditions. It does not justify. The more you look into this, it absolutely does not justify destroying the entire economy, which there seems to be a concerted effort to continue to manipulate this to do as much damage as possible, at least until the election. And maybe on further to cover up the economic collapse and bring about some sort of big reset. We hear that discussed from time to time. And, you know, as we talked a little earlier in the hour about the advent of a digital currency. Now, I'm reading on from this article on townhall.com. Let me break this down for you because it gets a lot worse than the Times admits. The rabbit hole goes much deeper. The issue appears to be ballooning sensitivity of the PCR test. It's so sensitive that it picks up inconsequential, tiny, tiny amounts of virus that couldn't hurt a flea and cause these amounts positive. Therefore, millions of people, wait for it, millions of people are labeled positive who carry so little virus that no harm would come to them or anyone else they come in contact with. So, if this is true, then this whole is another proof positive of how this whole thing has been blown completely out of proportion. That would be bad enough, but the truth is the PCR test is not able to produce any reliable number that reflects how much virus a person is carrying. A lot, a little, it doesn't matter. The test has never been validated in a large-scale study, and the ability to qualify the amount of virus a person is carrying and proposed how that study should be done in the real world, not in the lab. If you take 1,000 people and remove a tissue sample from them, a lab puts these samples through its PCR and announces which virus it found in each case and how much was found on it. All right, I'm not going to, but this validation for the PCR test has never been done. So anyway, you can go there and check us out for yourself, but, you know, it really gives some validation to a lot of the stuff like Tony from Chicago and others that call in have said. Also, I'd like to mention that last week we had a great list of callers, and I got a lot of positive email, and I've had a couple emails already this morning. I'm planning on taking phone calls all second hour, kind of like we did last week. So I just wanted to get that in, and before we go, maybe I can get this in before the break, because this goes right along with the with the test. This is from Memphis, Tennessee. A Shelby County man questions what is going on at the Shelby County Health Department. His mother died 6 months ago, but the health department just sent her a letter saying she is, you guessed it, COVID-19 positive. Troy Whittington said he was surprised when he opened the letter this week from the Shelby County Health Department. He knew what was in the letter was false. Just having a hard time understanding how they can say someone has COVID-19 when they are not even alive and haven't been for 6 months. Whitman said the letter arrived from the Shelby County Health Department for his mother. The letter says she had been diagnosed as COVID positive and needed to isolate. That would be difficult, according to her obituary. She died on February 16th. That was weeks before the first case of COVID-19 was detected in Shelby County. The Millington resident said his mom fought a long battle with COPD and was considered in stage 4 when she died in hospice. Willington said when he called the health department, he was told she took a COVID-19 test June 20th, which was clearly impossible. Her body was cremated. So, I mean, you know, I know someone could say, well, you know, you're going to have some of these crazy things that happen. But in this case, it happens all the time. That's all that happens. So, I mean, this is just another window of insight into how completely untrustworthy and how completely apparently disorganized and run by idiots everything in this country has become. And if watching these riots and watching these cities and seeing who these mayors and police chiefs are and allowing their own cities to burn down, I don't think anyone out there would be able to disagree. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. Stay with me.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Couple of things I wanted to get in quick. LGBT activists have been lobbying California lawmakers to pass legislation that would allow biological men to be put into women's prison population and now a bill to do just that is poised for approval. Activists argue that biological men who want to live as women face danger if they're incarcerated with other men. Democrat State Senator Scott Wiener sponsored SB 132, which would allow people to pick what sex they want to be before they are placed in prison. In most cases, the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation now houses transgender and other gender variant people in prisons according to their sex assigned at birth. Corrections spokesperson Terry Thornton said all prisoners are protected from violence. I don't know, you're sentenced for whatever, you know, whatever crime you're guilty or railroaded over. And then they say, well, which prison do you want? Are you a male or are you a female? I mean, can you imagine the kind of anarchy and insanity that will create, which I'm all for. Whatever California wants to do, burn, baby, burn. You are run by a bunch of fools. I mean, even there was a story this past week where Democrat Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler told residents in his condo building on Monday that he intends to move out of the facility after it was attacked by far-left extremists, saying that he was doing it for their safety. The Oregonian reported that Wheeler told residents that would be best for me and everyone else's safety and peace, that he finds a new place to live. So even though he has tried to condone and justify and allow the rioting, it's still not enough. It's never enough. You're never going to appease these groups. I don't know why that's so hard for everybody to understand, unless you're actually paying lip service to oppose it while secretly condoning it, which is what it looks like the majority in our government seem to want to do. I mean, I think there's a whole bunch of Romneys and Never Trumper Republicans. I mean, you saw Jeb Bush, and I always hated the Bushes. I never liked George W. Bush. I thought he was a fool when he was elected to start with. And then look at it. If there's any presidency that should be mocked, I mean, Barack Obama should be mocked, but George W. Bush should really be mocked. I mean, he got us into these insane wars. The economy collapsed at the end. I've got the story here. I thought I had the story. I just know I do. But it's where, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday slapped sanctions on top prosecutors of the International Criminal Court, a move that the Hague-based tribunal called a serious attack on the rule of law. The good old United States of America, any kind of international criminal court that might investigate some of the war crimes that we've committed, or Israel, that just can't be so. We just can't have any of that. I mean, the hypocrisy is unbelievable. What was the story? This was a Yahoo News story. Today we take the next step because the ICC continues to target Americans. Now, I don't know all of the ins and outs of this particular story, but I've done this before. You remember the United States was threatening the judges on the International Criminal Court because they were investigating war crimes that was committed by, I believe, the United States in Iraq, and I believe Israel in either Lebanon or somewhere. I'm not sure. But we can't have that. The United States gets to go around like it wears a white hat and put sanctions on Iran and North Korea and tell everybody else what they ought to do and meddle in everybody else's election and then have a hissy fit and claim a big hoax that someone's meddled in or on, which everybody meddles in everybody's elections, I believe. But if the International Criminal Court wants to investigate the United States, well, that's a no-no. The sanctions freeze the U.S. assets of two officials and bar any U.S. individuals from doing business with them. Pompeo at the time referred to the ICC as a kangaroo court and warned that if U.S. soldiers were targeted, those of U.S. allies in Afghanistan risked the same treatment. So this must be some atrocities. Let's see. The U.S. measures only serve to weaken our common endeavor to fight impunity for mass atrocities, the court said. So, I just wanted to get that in quickly because not many people report on how the United States opposes the International Criminal Court. Well, I guess they're for them, you know, as long as they're invest-